even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colton Smith and as always I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we educate each other on film. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, it is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys at home what is available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. Now, we had a discussion a while ago, and we feel that film is far too easy to watch nowadays. There are way too many options, and it's just too easy. So we're telling you what you can watch on TV at home.
It's too easy.
This week, from the comfort of your own home. You can tell I'm ill. I've said the same line twice, two different ways.
No one listens to the preamble. They're just getting into it, aren't they?
So, Ben, what can you watch on terrestrial TV?
So last week, we watched Vertigo. This week, BBC Four, Thursday the 14th of April, 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. Old film, oldish. Don't know whether Jack's seen this. Remains of the Day. Anthony Hopkins, Emma Thompson, set in the 1930s.
Did she win an Oscar for this?
I think she did. I think he did as well, didn't he?
No, he won for Silence of the Lambs, didn't he?
So Remains of the Day, Best Actress nomination, Best Actor nomination, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Picture, Best Production Design, Best Score, Best Director, Best Costume Design. Didn't win any.
Didn't win any, but nominated for that many.
Yeah.
Very briefly, what's it kind of about and why is it worth a watch?
It's sort of set in the 1930s and Hopkins is a butler and he falls for Emma Thompson's character. But they're both staff in this very big house and it's a love that is unrequited. That they can't make it work because they're staff and then the war hits. And then Hopkins sort of looks back and regrets that he didn't sort of tell Emma Thompson's character that he loved her and... it's just it's a performance film, really. It's those two's performance, which is so extraordinary because it's all about what doesn't happen and how they play that. So I think worth a watch. And I went off, you know, I just thought, actually, it's come up. Let's go for it.
Cool. The other part of Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is we send Ben off all around the world to find out where you guys listen to Sofa Cinema Club from. Now, Ben has built his part over the series and has developed new methods of transport every time he's been jetting off.
Guess what happened this morning? All I heard out the window. What,
hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon goes over. Sunday morning, it's freezing. It's clear day. Freezing on the old hot air balloon over the top of the house. Coming at the full burner. I'm going to come down in the garden.
I'd love that. That there's where Nick Tilsley lives.
Can you imagine stars?
On the tour.
On the tour. Yeah, hold on. Oh, I'll just have to take a left.
Thought
here.
We were going to see like the historic artifact. Well, that's Nick Tilsley's
house.
That's
one of them. Look at him. He's in his underpants with Star on a lead. I have to take Star for a wee now on a lead at night.
Because she runs
that. Because she bolts.
Yeah, she bolts up, so I have to go out.
She's going to have to see the behaviouralist.
But yeah, I'm going to have to do some treats. So me and Si, my mate, who draws me, I like to take an artist wherever I go. He draws us both. And I thought about this. And do you know what? We're just walking this week.
Okay.
We're just doing a walk. No transport. Do you know what? I thought it's turning to spring. And do you know what? What I thought was, I'm going to pick places that are close because we're having a walk.
UK only.
No, not UK only, but just stuff that's close. So we're not walking for ages and ages.
UK could be trippy for us. It could be very hard.
Do UK. No, I might write that down.
It'd be too hard.
So I thought, let's keep it close. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Bangladesh. Bangladesh has never come up, I don't think.
No, I don't.
I mean, the list of countries is unreal. We've gone to another page. That's how well we're doing now. So Bangladesh, what do you think? I can't give you any clues.
No, no, I don't want them, Ben. I don't want them. 4.
16.
Do you know what? It's 4.
Is it? Wow. Bang on the money.
Get in, chap.
But do you know what? It was like the chase. So confident, I don't need a clue. I don't need a clue, Ben. I know exactly what it is. It's 4 in Bangladesh. So, and then I thought, do you know what? We've had a long trip there, Bangladesh. Let's just go to Chile.
Stone's throw.
A stone's throw. What do you reckon, Chile? Think about this now, because this isn't, it's not what it appears, Chile.
This is bollocks. Think about this.
Absolute toss.
What do you mean it's not what it appears?
Because you're going to be thinking Chile's low. That's what you're thinking, but I'm giving you a slight hint here.
I don't know if you are.
I always put a big one in.
23.
No, you've lost your mind. Lost your mind.
23. 23.
I'll go 19.
Ooh, 11.
Oh, I nearly went 11.
But I think 11, I like that. I think 11's quite big, Chile, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, 11. Yeah.
Now, to top it off, this is interesting because this is, we're building up to the Olympics.
Mm.
And we had some big numbers in the last Olympics from Japan. Now, Japan's come back on the scene. And we can't put it down to Olympics. We can't. So, in thinking about the Olympics, Japan, what do you reckon?
5.
Ooh, he thought about it.
31. About it 31. 31.
Christ, Jack.
31. Brilliant. 16.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad. That's around the world. Not bad.
Big numbers.
Big numbers. Chile, Bangladesh and Japan. Who saw that? It's a hell of a walk. It's a hell of a walk. I'm knacked.
Extraterrestrial is also our opportunity where we get to talk to you guys at home, wherever in the world you are. And following on nicely from listens around the world, hasn't someone got in touch with us from one of our places around the world, Ben?
Yeah. Sarah Dutta on Instagram. Singapore! Exclamation mark. Been listening for ages and waiting for Around the World from Ben to reveal the listeners in Singapore. Finally, I know there are 6 other people listening. I'm on a mission to find out who these people are and start a face-to-face fan club. How fantastic.
That's brilliant.
Amazing.
That could be the number one on the talk, isn't it? You know, if there's 6 of them, there's the demand. I think we book the flights and just set the date and hope they can make it.
It's got big arena written all over it, doesn't it?
It has. Arena. Yeah.
You know, come on, Sarah, get the numbers up. We need at least 10, I think. And then it's arena tour.
What we should do is we should appoint a tour manager from each country.
Do you know what? That's actually... Right, okay, so write in. If you live in any of these places, write in and say you'll listen. And every week I'll read out someone who's our tour manager in that place. So Sarah is our tour manager for Singapore. Fantastic.
But we've only got 7 listeners. We'll be in and out in about half an hour.
Nah, we could drag it out.
No, we have to give them a good show, Jack. Come on.
We'll do a main ep. We'll do an ET. We'll do...
Yeah. I think she can push to 10. I think she can push to double... Come on, Sarah. You can get to double figures here. Russ Fitz... 001 on Instagram. Love the podcast. Long time listener. First time caller. Almost from day one. It cheered my wife up on her way to a chemo treatment. Thanks for that. Some great picks this series. Been watching Corey for going on 30 years now. David has always been our favourite character.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It's weird.
Dot, dot, dot. But I have to say...
Craig.
Ben is brilliant. No, Russ, you, Russ, not, you brought it back round. Well done,
hang on,
kid. Well
not,
done.
Not a single mention.
No.
Nothing.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Let me check.
No, nothing.
No,
nothing. Awkward. So no.
Absolutely nothing.
You know, you get a Ben's brilliant. He gets a we love you on Curry. You're so great. No fucking nothing for Craig. Nothing.
Yeah,
for
but
Coulson.
You have to come up with something.
Fuck
Coulson.
All.
Yeah.
Fuck all, yeah. Coulson.
Fuck all. Wait until you're doing them splashes.
No good looking Olympics. I got a good looking Olympics last week.
Well, it ain't kicked off yet, has it? When it kicked, you watch when
you
it kicks
watch
off.
The numbers. Your Instagram numbers will go into the billions.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're on the Olympics, it'll be frightening. When you're doing the dive, the back dive.
Yeah.
He's got a cold and here he is still diving. Amy Mateer on Instagram. I've just found your podcast and I love it. I listened to the West Side Story one and really surprised Coulson didn't like it. My husband and I absolutely love watching films. So there's not been one you've watched that I've not liked so far. I have to admit, I've never seen Papadopoulos and Son, I'm in no rush to watch it.
Oh, God, fucking
hell. Two smiley face emoji.
I might watch that, actually. Might speed up my recovery.
Put you back up will make you worse. I'd love to know if any of you have seen Calamity Jane with Doris Day. I've seen it. I love musicals, old and present, and Calamity is one of my all-time favourites. I understand that. So I would love to know what you think of it.
Haven't
Thank
seen
you,
it.
Thank you, Amy Mateer. Have you never seen it?
No.
Very
no.
good. So there we go. That is our review section.
Seeing as we're the Sofa Cinema Club, I think we should take this opportunity to talk a little bit about films, because as I said in the Thursday episode, the doctor prescribed me with Netflix and rest, the well-known medical term. So, in 2 days, how many films have I watched?
Oof.
You won't have moved from that sofa.
No, I think...
As soon as he said, go on the sofa and don't move, you won't have moved.
8 films.
I've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah,
8, yeah.
16 hours of your day on the sofa, on your phone.
Do you want to know them?
Yeah, go on. What were they?
Started off with Coda.
The best picture winner.
Yeah, sent you a picture, didn't I, of me crying.
With your tear stick and your wet face.
I know. It's very funny that in the middle of you crying, you sent us a picture.
It's my film, though. I'm not sure what you two will think. It's a musical. It's sweet. It's
Is
got
it a
happy
musical?
Endings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well... It's not a musical, but music plays a big part of it.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's a scene on a pickup truck, and I just went. Obviously, I was ill and emotional, but I just went. Then, the old 6 a.m. job on Friday, which is an interesting one, Brokeback Mountain at 6 a.m. Anyone?
Sun's up.
Early watch.
Yeah.
First time I've seen
Cockerel's
it.
Cockerel's calling.
The Moszkowski stories, is that how you say it?
Oh, the Meyerowitz stories.
That's the one. Sandler, Hoffman.
It's very good, that.
Ben Stiller, very good. Yeah, really liked that. And Dustin Hoffman runs, and it's the cutest thing ever. Before Sunrise.
What's that again? Is that about a bar?
No, it's romantic. 1995. I don't know if you'll have ever seen it. I'd never heard of it. There's 3 of them. It's Ethan Hawke. Basically, it's romance, but if you've never heard of it, you've never heard of it. But that, then obviously, Leon for the podcast, Little Miss Sunshine,
yep.
Very good.
Then Before Sunset, which is a follow-on from Before Sunrise.
Oh, you watched 1 and 2.
Yeah, and then last night, Shutter Island.
Have you never watched that before?
Yeah. No, got me questioning what's real and what's not. Shall we welcome some new members into our cinema/production company?
Yes, the Patreon members.
These are the latest people to join us on our Patreon this week. Who's going to start us off?
I will. Coming in as the brand new script supervisor, it's Sarah Redmore. See what I did
very
there?
Very good.
Very good.
I've got head of painting and decorating in art and design. Alicia Brown.
Oh, very good. I've opened a restaurant in the cinema now. So like you do, you could get a burger and whatever. Bar staff, Chris. he hasn't given us his full name.
I like how he's obviously done that because he doesn't want us to read out his full name.
Yeah, I was half tempted to make it up. Chris. But when he comes to work for me, I'm just going to call him Chris. That's it, Chris.
It's easy, Jack. It's got
go on then.
It's got to be costume and one department specifically.
Okay,
go for it, Coulson.
Head of gloves.
Head of gloves. It's like the Wi-Fi one last
fucking
week.
Shit.
Head of fucking
wait,
gloves.
Wait for this. Go on, Coles. What's her name?
Head of gloves. Abby Glover.
That's fucking
how
terrible.
Did you make that connection? That's terrible. I can't even get that somehow.
Head
I don't know how
gloves.
You did that. Head of gloves.
It was either that or head of hand warmers.
That'd have been better.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same role, really. Depends what production company you work at. Some call it head of hand warmers, some call it head of gloves.
I tell you what we're going to need, guys. This is huge now. We're going to need a head of gloves. We're all over the place here. I can't keep the mittens separate from the gloves.
You laugh, but Abby will understand the importance of her role. It's a big, big
was
role.
Was it last week Gary Beattie was on Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi. Yeah. Head of Wi-Fi.
Head like, of what? Wi-Fi. Good old
what?
Gary.
You've got to find a way to entertain yourself.
Gary
you?
And Abby. Gloves and Wi-Fi.
By the way, have you given Alicia Brown art department? Because brown's a colour.
Obviously. You've done Redmore for script supervisor.
Yeah, I did Chris on bar. I'm the only one who can come away. I've thought about what Chris could be. Redmore.
Redmore's very good.
Next Monday is the last episode of Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, as it is nearly time for us to take our end of series break. And if you want to join Chris, Sarah, Alicia and Abby on our Patreon, it is the place to get extra Sofa Cinema Club, especially now we're going to be out of series. On our Patreon, we have extra bonus episodes of Sofa Cinema Club, as well as loads of exciting content and ad-free episodes. To check it out, simply go on over to www.patreon.com/Sofa Cinema Club. Good night, God bless.
Good night.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.